USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a military flyover in Florida at the Daytona 500 for President Trump, the Grand Marshal.
Fans will scream and the great American race will begin. For 500 heart-pounding miles, these fierce competitors will chase the checkered flag.
He speaks to the crowd with wife Melania by his side, and then takes a historic lap around the track in the Beast, his bulletproof black presidential limo. He also asks the folks at NASCAR for a radio and speaks directly to the drivers. Listen.
Drivers, this is President Trump. It was an honor to open the Daytona 500. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great race. Be safe. God bless you. We love you.
Now, due to the weather, the race called off. Instead, it's scheduled for Monday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Democrats running for president descend on Nevada ahead of the caucuses this coming Saturday. Lines long at some precincts for early voting. Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg skipping all the early states, including Nevada. He's busy campaigning in Virginia ahead of Super Tuesday.
Virginia was the first state I came to when I launched my campaign a couple of months ago. And since then, I've been to 62 cities and 25 states. But I've been to Virginia more than anywhere else.
And Bloomberg telling supporters,
I was here just last week in Norfolk. I was meeting with veterans starting businesses, including one who opened a bakery. And yesterday was my birthday, so I might as well go back and get a piece of cake.
And some speculating in political circles, Bloomberg could pick Hillary Clinton to be his running mate, but so far nothing confirmed by the campaign. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A dozen men accused of being terrorists under arrest in Germany. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Reuters reporting that 12 men were in different parts of the country when they were all rounded up and taken into custody. That after a judge ruled that they should remain detained pending more investigation. The German government's case claims the group that calls itself Hardcore has been under scrutiny since the end of last summer. The report says prosecutors claim that the men had been communicating using WhatsApp and meeting to plan attacks on politicians, asylum seekers, and Muslims.
The Census Bureau may be having some issues with its latest technology.
The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that is not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.